No matter what, it's always a cucumber sandwich.
What do you guys want to tell me? Who wrote the moon rules in the side of my car with a rock?
Oh, I think I saw some kids.
Have you ever seen that Aqua Teen Hunger Force guy? I forget what his name is. Carl, maybe.
Oh shit!
And he's like, this next song is called "I'm Gonna Rock It Till the Break of Dawn." No, it's like "I Want to Rock You." And then in parentheses it says "Till the Break of Dawn." Thank you.
Until the break of dawn.
Mm-hmm.
In parentheses.
Dude, some of those Aqua Teen Hunger Force are fucking brilliant.
Oh yeah, MCP pants.
Oh my god, pretty great.
I don't know. I'm an 8-foot insane spider. What do you want?
The Foreigner belt was so great, where you wore this belt and you got all the powers from Foreigner, like the rock songs. So you could just look at someone and be like, "You're as cold as ice," and then they'd freeze. They're like, "You got double vision," and then you're like, just fucking
wait. But if you do the, "You're willing to sacrifice," you're there like suddenly now they're like, I don't know, like making compromises.
Yeah, exactly. It didn't take that far. It was like hot blooded chicken scene. And all
they're like, I've got a fever.
It'd start burning up. Yeah. It was pretty great.
I don't know, guys. I got a fever.
Guys, yes. Aubrey, settle down for a moment.
Oh, sorry.
We have to do.
You know, he lives in the town that I grew up in.
Does he really?
Yeah. Or he has a house there now, I should say. I don't know how much time he spends there. But, yeah, apparently my folks see him at, like, the local corner store.
That's fantastic.
Out in Connecticut, yeah. And he does.
Does he need more cowbell from the neighborhood?
I don't know. I almost hope I don't see him, because then I'm going to have to ask myself the question of whether or not I should approach him, and then I'm going to question if I did the right thing, and it's just going to be weird.
I think you should do that. You should find him, and you should like walk up to him and act like you're him.
It can't be the first time that's happened.
No, I mean, of course not. Yeah. But if you do a pretty good job, then maybe he's like, you know, I got an agent, so why don't we just talk?
I think having run through the scenario in my head literally hundreds of times, I can tell you that it always ends up with Christopher Walken being a little disappointed.
Really? You don't? Is there like one or two of those scenarios where he punches you?
He never invites me home for you know, a makeout session or anything. No, I'm just kidding. He never invites me
home.
Wait,
you're kidding? He does? He does invite you?
He never wants to spend any more time with me. We never become man friends.
Man friends.
It just ends up being weird.
Well, weird is how we like to start, right?
Yeah, it is.
All right. You got an intro?
Well, are we gonna do the? Do we warm up for a little while? Do we just sort of banter?
Yeah, we're kind of doing that now.
Okay. Okay. All right.
You may have noticed the microphone in front of your face.
I know. Sorry. Well, hey, before we do this.
Yeah. Man. Cheers. Salud. I can't clink the microphone with the whiskey because then it probably just sounds like a really loud bump.
Mm-hmm. All right. So. Yeah. Okay, he is Aubrey Goodman.
No, the show's not starting yet.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm trolling you just a little.
Yeah, what's going on?
What do you have to say to that, Mr. Walken?
Yes, well, sometimes, well, one time, I was in my backyard, looked out across the lawn, and saw, very slowly hovering out in the distance, some kind of small drone, just hovering very slowly. I said, "Hey, what's going on with this drone?" And I went back inside, had a nice nap. It was good. It's the end of my story.